You can be around a religious environment, you can be raised in a religious tradition, and yet never have encountered the life-changing, transforming power of God.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, my name is Mark Jobe, and the program that you're listening to is called Straight Talk. I'm a pastor in the city of Chicago. I've been pastoring for quite a few years in a church called New Life Community Church. We're a multi-site church that meets in and around the city of Chicago. I have a deep burden to see this city transformed and each neighborhood experiencing the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. And it's my joy and privilege to be able to bring the Word of God to thousands of people, not only on Sundays, but also via the airwaves in the Chicagoland area. So many of you have been so supportive, so encouraging. I know some of you stay up late at night after your bedtime just to listen to this program. Some of you have told me that, and I'm sure that I put some of you to sleep with this program. And if that helps you go to sleep, well, hey, God bless you and keep listening. But I just want to encourage you to pray for the city of Chicago and the outlying suburbs that we refer to as Chicagoland. I believe that Chicago is a pivotal city in the course of this nation. With almost 10 million people in greater Chicagoland, this has been a center of power and a center of spiritual influence and a center that persuades and influences the rest of the nation. I've been praying for years that God would do something extraordinary in this great city of ours. One of the things that God is doing is bringing together men and women that have a vision for church planting in the city of Chicago. These church planters will be from different groups and different denominations, but Christian people bringing the gospel witness to neighborhoods. So would you pray that God would open up doors all over the city of Chicago? Would you pray that churches would be planted, that the existing churches would be strengthened, and that God would move in this city so that we would not be known as a city of violence, but that we would be known as a city where God has moved and is moving in incredible ways? Let's get ready for today's message.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. We continue on in our series called Love Stops today with part 3, Love Stops for Healing. Our text will be found in the book of Luke, chapter 13. We'll be in verses 10 through 13. Here's Pastor Mark with today's edition of Straight Talk.
Luke chapter 13, here's what it says, verse 10. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and she could not straighten up at all. Part of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to bring wholeness to our entire being. Every person here is broken in one way or another. We all are. At the beginning of creation, God established Adam and Eve, and he created them in perfect wholeness, and they walked with God, and they understood each other, and there was this harmony that existed. But after the fall of man, we have all been born with the propensity to do what is wrong, to mess up. The Bible calls it the sin nature. Down through every generation, everyone that has been born with this seed that naturally goes wrong. Now, the behavioral scientists believe that we are all the products of our environment, and if that we could be placed in a perfect environment with loving parents and in a good neighborhood and with loving, supporting teachers and all the opportunities around us, that somehow that we would always do good. But we know that's not true. Oh, I believe that we need to have a good environment. And I believe that environment affects us. But you could have two people grow up in the same environment and one go way off and the other one go in a positive direction and another one go in a negative direction, because it's not just the environment we grow up in, it's what's inside of us. And I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ seeks to touch and heal every part of us. In this case, there was a woman. The Bible doesn't tell us much about this woman, but we know that she was in the synagogue, which is the equivalent of church for us. She was at a worship service, and it also tells us that this woman had a unique physical characteristic. Oh, you would have noticed her on the sidewalk right away. In fact, your kids would have stared at her and you'd have said, "Stop staring." Because this woman was extremely bent over. In fact, some of the wordage in the Greek makes it sound like she was doubled over. Not just occasionally, but she lived with severe curvature of the spine so that when she walked around, she faced the ground and she was humped over and unable to straighten out and unable to look you in the face when she greeted you. She could not give you a kiss on both cheeks or a hug or shake your hand. She stared at the ground. She was laughed at by kids in the neighborhood. She was stared at by good meaning people and questions by children who say, "Mommy, what's wrong with her?" And whispered behind her back by people, "Poor so-and-so." It affected the way she related to people. It affected her self-image. It affected her marriage, whether she was married or not married. It affected her ability to have children. It affected almost everything about her life was affected by this one area in her life that kept her bound. And I want you to understand that the heart of Jesus is a heart of wholeness and healing. And I want us to learn a few things from his encounter with this woman. If you're taking notes this morning, write this down. You can be around a religious environment, but never have encountered the liberating power of God. I want you to notice that Jesus was at the synagogue. He was what they considered a teaching rabbi. And so on this Sabbath, he happened to be teaching at this synagogue. Now, the synagogue was not like this auditorium is. There were no seats in the synagogue. People would stand there and there was sort of, they would hear the reading and the teaching of the scriptures and have these ceremonial cleansings that they would go through. But this woman happened to be there. And it's interesting to me that even though she was bound by a spirit and bent over and definitely afflicted, she was found in a religious service. In fact, it tells us right off that this woman, her physical crippling was there because of spiritual oppression in her life. Now, I don't know how often she went to the synagogue, but if she happened to be there when Jesus was teaching, I assume that she went to the synagogue on a regular basis. 18 years, she'd been curved over in her spine. 18 years, she had been bound. Anybody 18 here this morning? Yeah, raise your hand. We got to have one or two 18-year-olds, okay? 18 years, that's a whole life. She had lived this way for many, many, many years, and she had attended the services, the worship services, the synagogue where they read scripture and where they sang songs and where they talked about God, but she would go every Sabbath to this place of worship, yet she came in the same and she left the same. She came in bound and she left bound. She came in and listened to scripture. She heard about the God of miracles and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Moses. And then after service, when everything was dismissed, she left just as bound as how she had entered. You see, just because you're religious, or just because you have a religious background, or just because you hang out in a religious environment, does not mean that you have been touched by the power of God. Because there's a difference between being exposed to religion and being touched by God. This woman, it tells us that for 18 years she had been bound and she could not straighten up. You see, I believe that the enemy specializes in keeping us bound. And in fact, I've run into people that are very religious and very bound. I run into people that have learned a religious culture, but have never gotten through the religious culture to encounter God. That they have been exposed to religious culture and that they believe in God, but somehow it's a God that has never touched them. It's a God that they have never encountered. It's a God that they know about, but not a God that they know. It's a God that they worship from a distance, but not a God that has ever come close enough to change and affect their life. It's a God that they have books about on their shelf and maybe religious artifacts in your house, but not a God that has actually come so close and touched you so deep that he's affected the way you talk and the way you walk and the way you think and the way you live. He's affected your body, soul, and spirit. You see, there are many religious people, many people have grown up with a faith that still are bound, and they come and go, and they'll be at Easter at a religious service, and they'll show up at Christmas to give honor to their faith, and they'll be at a baptism and at a wedding ceremony. There'll be crosses in the temples in which they come, but they will still be bound. So never equate religiosity with liberation. Never believe just because someone's religious that they actually have encountered God, because they're two different things. The second thing I want you to realize about this story of Jesus stopping and encountering this woman is that you may have lived so long in a state of spiritual bondage that it has warped your whole person. You see, what we need to understand about the way that God has made us is that it tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you. This word sanctify means to set apart unto himself. It comes from the root word holy. May God sanctify you or set you apart unto himself. It says through and through. In other words, your entire being. And then he describes what our entire being is made up of. He says, may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you as a person and I as an individual, we are made up of a trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Love Stops for Healing. It's from our current series called Love Stops. Please stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke chapter 13. We're in verses 10 through 13. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Love Stops for Healing.
And I want you to pay attention because this is really important. And many of you here may not quite understand this. And many of us in Christianity have missed this point. God wants to bring wholeness to your entire person, body, soul, and spirit. But oftentimes, we don't understand that our body affects our soul, and that our soul affects our spirit, and that our spirit affects our body, and our body affects our soul. We don't understand that all these three are tied into one another, and they all have an influence on each other. We are used to separating them. We go to a doctor, and a doctor takes tests on us physically, and takes a blood test and checks our heart rate and our blood pressure to determine our physical health. And then he will either give a prescription to medication or diagnosis with something that can be treated medically, because he's a doctor. What he studies is the body. But what he doesn't understand and know is that maybe the root cause of your physical problem is not in the body. The root cause of your physical problem could be in the soul and the spirit, but he's a doctor, and so he's just trained to diagnose the physical, not diagnose the soul and diagnose the spirit. A doctor can look at your body and say, you have an ulcer, and we need to treat this ulcer with this medication. And the ulcer is real. But there's a branch of medicine called psychosomatic medicine. The word comes from two compound words. Psych comes from psyche, which means our mind, and soma means body. So mind and body medicine. And here's the thing. A doctor can say you have an ulcer and give you medication to treat your ulcer. But the real issue inside is what caused that ulcer. And maybe the real problem behind that ulcer is that you're a parent and you have a 20-year-old daughter that's just gotten pregnant and you don't know what to do with her, and she's got an attitude and there's issues in her heart. And so you are worried and your mind is thinking the worst all the time, and there's anxiety. You wake up at night kind of biting your nails and wondering about what's going to happen. So you're full of fear and anxiety. All the doctor sees is an ulcer and he can treat it, but he really can't treat the root of the problem, which is your soul, how you're thinking. But it's your thinking that's causing the problem in the first place. Are you tracking with me? It's a real physical problem, but it's caused physiologically. In other words, the problem is there because your soul is afflicted, and so your body suffered the consequences of a soul problem. You may have extreme headaches or extreme high blood pressure, and you're suffering from that. And you're wondering what to do. And so you go to the doctor and he gives you a relaxant, a tranquilizer, an antidepressant. Because he's a doctor. He doesn't treat the soul. He doesn't treat the spirit. He treats the body. And he says, you have high blood pressure and you need to lower it. So here's some medication to lower your high blood pressure. You see, you have that because you're anxious over your job, and you're anxious over the economy, and you're struggling with paying the bills. And so inside you've developed stress. Now, here's the thing with stress. Stress is okay occasionally, because what stress does is when you're in an emergency stress situation, your body releases chemicals and adrenaline that prepares you for emergency. And it's okay when you're about to be hit by a car and adrenaline hits in and you jump out of the way. And have you ever felt the flush through your body of adrenaline? Like, whew, I almost got hit. And God has prepared you that way to have energy and prepare for an emergency. But under stressful, continual stressful situations, you live in a state of emergency, and your body is releasing certain chemicals in your system continually that should not be released continually. You're constantly in a state of emergency, and so therefore your blood pressure goes up and your heart palpitates and you're getting headaches and back pains. Why? Because you're living in a state that you were never intended to live in for a long period of time. And so the doctor can give you a medication to lower your blood pressure, but the doctor cannot deal with the root of the problem, because the root of the problem is in your soul. The way you think, it's your anxiety. And the soul has to be dealt with, so you start understanding that God is Jehovah Jireh. He's in charge of the economy, where you can begin to trust him. And instead of fear, have faith. And instead of anxiety, have trust. And God has to deal with the soul issues. A physician, by the way, the man that wrote this book, the book of Luke and also the book of Acts, he was a physician. He was the doctor, Dr. Luke. And so it's a doctor that's writing this, inspired by the Holy Spirit. He's been trained in the field of medicine. But he says of this woman had been crippled physically by a spirit. by a spirit. Now, if a doctor were to diagnose what was wrong with this woman, he would not look at the spiritual side. He would only look at the physical side. Your body, soul, and spirit. Some of you, let me explain one other illustration of how it's connected together. And how unless you understand the connection, some of you will never live in wholeness unless you understand how your body, soul, and spirit are connected. For example, someone may have done something to you, and so you develop anger and then unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment in your soul. When you think of that person, it just causes you to just get angry inside because you have been deeply hurt, and so you live with resentment. It could be towards your husband, it could be towards a father, a mother, whoever it may be, and you have resentment in the soul. And that resentment that you carry in the soul, it's part of your soul, your body, soul, and spirit. Some of us, we all understand the body, right? The body's what we were born with. It's the physical part that houses the soul and the spirit. But many of us don't understand the difference between the spirit and the soul. The soul part of you is your personality. It's your emotions, your intellect, and your will. It makes you who you are. At the core, you are soul. You think a certain way. You act a certain way. It's your emotions tied up with your will and tied into your personality and tied into the way you think. And so that's your soul. You're born with a soul, you're born with a body, and you're born with a spirit. Your spirit is that part of you that connects with the spiritual world. It's your tentacles into the spiritual world. And it's a part of you that allows you to relate to God, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When you're born as a baby, you're born with a body, you're born with a soul, and you're born with a spirit. Your body grows, your soul grows, and your spirit also grows. The problem with our spirit, though, is that our spirit becomes afflicted by our sin nature. And when we start sinning and disobeying God, our spirit starts to die within us and starts to shrivel inside of us, so that sometimes we get to a certain age and we don't hear God. We're not sensitive to God like we were when we were little children anymore. We're not convicted by things because we feel distant from God. Why? Because our spirit has shriveled inside of us. Ephesians chapter 2 says, when you come to God and you are born again, he makes alive the spirit within you. He quickens your spirit, and suddenly you're reborn and your spirit's alive within you, and it seems like you hear the voice of God more. You understand scripture more. Why? Because the spirit that was dead inside of you now has been made alive. Body, soul, and spirit. So if a doctor were to diagnose this woman, he typically would not look at the spirit and the soul part of her. He'd just look at her body. I read the commentary of a doctor by the name of Ralph F. Wilson, and he said about this woman that more than likely a doctor would have diagnosed this woman with Marie Strumpel disease, which is a fusion of the spine. People that suffer with this disease have excruciating pain of the spine, and the only way to find relief is that they have to bend over. And they find some relief. And then their spine fuses, and they have to bend over a little bit more to find relief. And it fuses some more, a severe form of arthritis, and they have to bend over more. And over the years, someone with this disease can be completely bent over and unable to straighten up again because their spine has now fused together. A doctor would have diagnosed her with this disease, but a doctor would not have understood that the root of this disease was actually in the spirit. And it says, and this woman had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. Jesus healed in the book of Luke. There's 26 miracles that Jesus performed in the book of Luke, and only about 6 or 7 of the illnesses were traced back to spirits or the spiritual realm. So not every disease is a result of the spirit, right? But it's foolish to think that our body can never be affected by the spirit.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe and the first half of his message called Love Stops for Healing. It's from our current series called Love Stops. Please do join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Have you downloaded our free Straight Talk app yet? There you can download a free copy of this message as well. You'll find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. We have some great messages on family, relationships, and how to grow in your spiritual walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD, you can also contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. Why don't you join us at New Life Midway, where you can hear Pastor Mark in person at either 9:30 a.m. or 11:30 a.m. at 5101 South Keeler near Midway Airport. If you're on the train, it's the Orange Line with the Pulaski stop. Well, that's it for us on the Straight Talk team. Thank you so much for joining us again. On behalf of Pastor Mark and all of us, have a great evening, and God bless.